This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, we got great news for Super Don Sunday, and it has nothing to do with the Super Bowl. It has everything to do with healing and bringing the power to heal back to you, our humble and lovable listeners and watchers of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And that means Not a Doc is back today. He was supposed to be out and about and not back in time. We have a great question of the day related to whole food nutrition. I sent a message to Not a Nurse, and she said, well, if he gets back in time. Well, he's back in time. So we're going to get him on this hour. Very excited for that. We can talk about any number of things with him, as you know, all of the time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But first and foremost, Super Don Sunday. We got announcements. We got upcoming events. I didn't mention really much of any of that last hour before we dive into our first deranged vaccine story. Maybe we should do that, Super D. We got upcoming events. What's the first event coming up on the calendar that you have?
All right. On my calendar, I've got the 6th annual NoCo Hemp Expo coming up in Denver, Colorado, March 29th and 30th.
Mm-hmm.
We'll definitely be there. Our friends from CB Sciences and the U.S. Hemp Roundtable will be there to talk everything CBD and hemp.
Okay.
We got Total Health 2019 up in Toronto, Canada, where you're going to be up there wearing your toque and your non-alcoholic GMO-free Molson Golden beer. I don't think they make that. But anyway,
no.
you'll be up there hanging out with the Moose and Dudley Do-Right.
Okay.
Then in May, we have got Autism One Time again in Rosemont or Chicago. I guess Rosemont's right outside of Chicago, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it'll be warmer then.
Yeah.
And then we got the Advanced Medicine Conference with Dr. Batar. It's going to be in Pasadena. I think that same weekend, May 25th and 26th. You definitely want to get signed up for that. You can go over to robertscottbell.com. We've got a big banner there where you can sign up. There's some discounts. If you order now, you can get some discounts on your tickets. But, you know, Batar, you're going to be there. Del Bigtree's going to be there. Ty Bollinger's going to be there. Dr. Patrick Quillen's going to be there. It's going to be a great time. So head on over to the website. You can get more information there.
Yep, let's do it. Folks, we're not going to talk heavily about certain things that we should, probably could, on this Super Don Sunday, and that is the absurdity, the abject, deranged, lunatic left at this point. And again, I try to be nice. I do. I really do. But about that governor of Virginia, no outrage from the left when he talks about terminating babies after they're born, right? And then suddenly you find a yearbook picture from college in 1984 where he's either in blackface or wearing a Klan robe. Not that that's any great shakes and have to be happy about. But, again, context is everything. There was stuff like that going on. And if that's really what upsets you, something he did in 1984 versus advocating killing babies in 2019, that's why I say it's hard for me to hold back and be nice to some of these folks that I'd like to be nice to in that regard. But I'm sure we'll cover that maybe more tomorrow on the show, Super D. So let's see. From there, we go back into the vaccine discussion. And I want to thank Michelle Cotterman for being on last hour talking about the contamination issue in Kentucky and how just bizarre things are, like Uber Eats to Uber Shots, just kind of sending shots around. Who knows what's in them? But this was an article from 2014. A guy named Lawrence Solomon. And he's a mainstream writer and apparently a researcher. He's written The Untold Story of Measles. And he's a pro-vaccine kind of guy. Research director of Consumer Policy Institute. Okay? And he wrote an article, again, just to put perspective on this. So we talked about the panic over measles. You know, where's the state of emergency over autism caused by vaccines? No, that's not a big deal. But, of course, if somebody gets measles, the whole world's going to end. So Lawrence Solomon wrote this 4 or 5 years ago now. Vaccines can't prevent measles outbreaks. He says measles in highly immunized, which is a wrong term to say it, vaccinated societies occurs primarily among those, guess what, previously vaccinated. He says it's immunized. It's not immunized. You know, immunity is not caused or brought about by vaccinations. So the acknowledgement and recognition that there's a built-in level of failure in production of antibodies via the so-called vaccine delivery. And this, and he's referring to this Dr. Poland, who's also pro-vaccine, because they used the term back then, vaccine denier. If we were to use the term denialist, we would call it vaccine injury denialist. And you look again, here we got, by our perspective, we're dismissed because we are, not in the sycophant, worshipful arena of the sacrament and the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. We don't bow down and worship at vaccines' feet. They have feet, syringes. But you've got more and more people from within, and this is not new, over time, acknowledge there's a failure of the vaccine issue. Then they go to herd immunity. And we said, herd immunity is a fictitious claim, especially when they try to base it on vaccine-induced immunity, which is BS. If you can call a natural herd immunity, you know, the herd, call it animals, let's talk animals for now, all suffered from some ailment, and those that survived now are less likely to suffer from the same scenario. Again, naturally acquired, some kind of immunity that had developed. But it also ignores the law of the terrain completely. The idea that all we need is an antibody. Because I can assure you, if that same herd that suffered from that whatever disease or ailment they claim it is, infection they claim it is, all now we claim it's immune, and we start poisoning their food supply, and we reintroduce that virus, for instance, or whatever pathogen they want to call it, completely devoid of acknowledging the law of terrain and Antoine Béchamp, they say, wait, look. They're dying again of that same disease they supposedly were immune to. They had herd immunity. What's going on here? Well, you've destroyed the terrain. You've altered the terrain. You've made them deficient. You poisoned their food. They're relinquishing all of their minerals that make up every cellular metabolic function. You've destroyed metabolism by destroying the integrity of the home for instance, a healthy microbiome. The healthy microbiome, 70% or more of the immune system. So every which way we look at it, the germ theory is based on a false presumption. And then you got Dr. Siegel on Fox News going, we should prosecute those doctors for writing exemptions. My gosh, how dare those doctors wake up and see, you know what? This vaccine could harm or kill that child. Well, how do you know? Well, how do you know it wouldn't? You don't. So the safe precautionary principle would be go, until you can prove it, beyond a shadow of a doubt, let's see some peer-reviewed, published literature based on placebo-controlled studies, of which there are none. So you got more and more people on the inside going, like Zimmerman, who used to, you know, testify for the government, expert witness in the National Vaccine Court, against those people because he would say, well, no, vaccines can't cause autism. And he said, except in this subset, we don't know, we're learning about, and yeah, in Hannah Poland case, etc. And then the government says, your services are no longer required. And you get, these vaccine sycophants, experts, the godfather of vaccines, all these people acknowledge that there is no science to support their statements that vaccines can't cause autism. Listen, I'm going to tell you what, vaccines cause stupidity because they are plain stupid to administer toxic injections and destroy the integrity or what integrity of the terrain is left. In these children born of parents who are deficient and toxic as well over the generations we're seeing. So they're more vulnerable than ever. That's the decline, if you will, of the species, the integrity of our immune system. Much less maternal antibodies, these things passed down from generation to generation. Because we actually acquired these infections that were designed, I believe, by God, our Creator, to strengthen immunity, to teach the immune system. so that we are less likely to succumb from chronic immune imbalances, hyperimmune responses, autoimmunity, immune destruction, cancers, etc., neurological diseases. They destroy it via the vaccine program. And at a certain point, you must acknowledge, maybe you're not there yet, that it's on purpose. It's by design. Does that mean every doctor and nurse and Uber shots guy, I'm making that up, Uber doesn't do that as far as I know, but delivery to your workplace vaccines, does it mean they are all aware of this? No. But is ignorance an excuse? They say, well, if you're ignorant, you didn't know. It's a hard thing to get to because parents who are ignorant of it and allow doctors and nurses to inject their children and now their children are autistic or dead, I don't want to add to their guilt if they feel it. But the point is we now have enough information so that if you didn't know, you should know at this point. And so you want to work your level best to prevent this from happening to another child, another generation of kids, much less adults, grandparents as well. And if you're not speaking up about this, can we say you're part of the problem? You're contributing to this conspiracy of silence on this? As I said, you must talk to your fellow parishioners. If you go to church, if you go to synagogue, if you go to mosque, wherever you go, talk to the folks in your workplace because they are trying to demonize you and me and all of us who have woken up to the reality that vaccines are a dangerous death cult. They're demonic at this point. To inject. And again, we've got our liberal loony leftist friends who might be nice people otherwise and might be totally duped. But where's the excuse in totally duping people into vaccinating their kids to death? Or not being outraged by the governor of New York or Cuomo in New York, the governor in Virginia saying, post-birth abortion, which is murder. I mean, we would argue viable babies in the womb, they can remove from the uterus. They're still okay. They live. And you can kill them. That's not the outrage the left has. The left has the outrage in 1984, you dressed as a racist. And you could be completely different because you've learned, you've outgrown that. Like, they gave Robert Byrd a pass. He was in the KKK, for goodness sake. They gave him a pass. He was a Democrat, by the way. And so we're living in a deranged Looney Tune asylum on this vaccine issue. And they're trying to make it so that you're dehumanized so that they can argue, like Dr. Siegel on Fox News the other day, we should prosecute doctors. How long will it be before they take children away from parents who won't vaccinate, won't allow vaccination? Demonizing, dehumanizing. Let's all wear yellow stars of David. You don't have to be Jewish to do this, but you get the symbolism with a syringe with the, you know, crossed out to acknowledge what is going, what they're attempting to do. I'm not saying they're going to be successful. But the masses are the Looney Tunes. Individually, you can come to your senses, hopefully, before your child gets injured into the vaccine autism spectrum. Back up.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEBestEDPill.com, the online doctor's office.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it here, and we've got, gosh, I know that the information here is quite different than anything else you typically hear in talk radio for sure, but even in what they call new media, because we have a unique background here. Now, as a radical homeopath with an occasional bad attitude, I see the world differently. I see medicine differently, although I was raised pharmaceutically, allopathically. My dad was a pharmacist. Okay, my dad was a pharmacist. My uncle was a medical doctor. And until I learned of homeopathy, and then I learned about Antoine Béchamp and the law of the terrain, I changed everything. And one of my buddies became one of my best buddies along the way, not a doc, Chris Barr, added to the mix. And those of you who have questions about things, you know, he's bringing it all the time. I'm going to bring him in real quick early because, wow, we didn't know he was going to be available today at all. Not a doc. Chris, how you doing, my friend?
Well, I'm busier than the busiest of beavers.
I know you are. And how do you feel on this Super Dawn Sunday?
Well, I'm feeling with my hands, with my feet sometimes, my nose. I mean,
all
I'm,
your
I'm
senses are engaged.
How I feel and what I feel with.
All your senses are engaged. And with that, you know, join me on this excursion into what we call our questions of the day. Oh, wait. You know what? I can't. It's not going to play. I'm not even going to play it because computers have given me problems today. So forget it. No, we won't do question of the day thing. We'll just dive into our first question of the day.
Go.
This is coming from Bill. On December 17th, I was diagnosed with pneumonia, Bill says. I was given a round of antibiotics. I knew enough to use probiotics to help the gut. I am now using Sovereign Silver, 1 teaspoon to 8 ounces of water, in my thermos that I take to work. I have a humidifier at home that holds approximately 200 ounces of water. Do I follow the same formula of 1 teaspoon of silver per 8 ounces of water? That's a lot of silver, he says. Also, Mega Foods uses vitamin E with their selenium. Is that okay? I heard that vitamin E should not be used with selenium. Trying to stay healthy is not easy. It's very confusing. Sincerely, Bill. Well, first and foremost, on the pneumonia issue, I've talked about using silver hydrosol in a nebulizer, and we've had folks undo that in 24 hours or less. That's not exclusive to only that. We've talked about lung health, including lobelia tincture and other things. But my concern are the secondary questions of silver in your humidifier. It will clean your humidifier. Is it going to stop things in your air? No, it'll disperse too much. I don't think that's the most efficient and effective way to use silver, but you can use it. There's no downside to doing it that way. But what about this question? And that's why I'm glad Not a Doc is here. He wrote the book on selenium, and you can get it at Jonathan's at choosetobehealthy.com. What about the controversy of vitamin E and selenium? Why do we say you don't need nor want to take vitamin E with your selenium, Chris?
Well, first of all, backtrack to the silver. One teaspoon in 8 ounces of water is far, 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 far removed from a lot of silver. Mm-hmm. In fact, he should really be taking a teaspoon dose at a time, all by itself, not diluting it in the water. So all of this question from whoever this is all misinformation. When it comes to E and selenium, I'm not sure Megafood still does that. I know they used to.
Right.
Innate used to do it also. But one of the first things that I learned about in my selenium studies was that vitamin E reduces the antioxidant activity of selenium. Now, the downside to that is huge, you know, magnanimous, because selenium is 50 times the antioxidant that vitamin E is. So why would you want to take something, vitamin E, that is a weak antioxidant, although thought to be strong, mm-hmm. in comparison to selenium, it's very weak. Why would you want to take that with selenium and reduce the 50-fold increased antioxidant activity of selenium? Well, you shouldn't. And the formula is simple. You should never take more units of E than micrograms of selenium. And frankly, based on my extended research since learning that 40 years ago, nobody should ever take the so-called vitamin called E anyway. So I know the megafood people used to have like 100 units of E to 50 micrograms of selenium, mm-hmm. and they changed that so that it was at least equal units of E to micrograms of selenium, so that you know, brought it to a better level. But truthfully, don't waste your time with the so-called vitamin called E, with or without selenium. Just take plenty of whole food selenium.
Well said. By the way, y'all can get it from our friend at choosetobehealthy.com. Jonathan's ready for you, even on Super Dawn Sunday. And you can get the 100% whole food selenium we use here on the Robert Scott Bell Show from Innate Response. We've got more questions of the day coming in. We'll fit at least one more in. And then we've got a cannabis update as well and more statin stupidity on the way. But Not a Doc is here to counteract it all.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
If President Trump and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi can't come to an agreement on funding for a border wall, it makes chances of coming to an agreement slim. But Senator Richard Shelby of Alabama tells CNN's State of the Union those chances are still possible.
We've asked the professionals, the people who do the work, that know something about the border,
Do they need a wall, more technology? Do they need it all? We're going to have them up before the Appropriation Conference Committee, and we're going to find out what they want.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam will not resign, saying he does not believe he's either person in the racist photo that appeared in his 1984 medical school yearbook page. On ABC's This Week, NAACP President Derek Johnson says he's called on Northam to resign, saying the photo was still on his page.
We've had ample opportunity as Lieutenant Governor during the Charlottesville incident to disclose that he has changed his ways.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
All right, we're getting shamed online for even having a TV. Listen, I'm impressed. If you don't have one, I don't diss that. I think that's amazing. And like Dr. Batar, he doesn't watch any of this stuff, and that's fine. And then he comes on and learns about what's going on in the world from the Robert Scott Bell Show, which is not a bad place because we'll actually give you a perspective you won't get anywhere else. Especially when our good buddy Not a Doc joins us, which is a bonus today on Super Don Sunday, we're calling it. And Super Don, I'm thinking of the good things that Not a Doc just said on the break. For those of you not watching on YouTube, you were happy. You guys are in alignment on the Super Bowl a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he was saying that the Rams don't even deserve to be there, and you know, I mean, if you've been following what's going on. You know, I have family in Louisiana, and they're hardcore in Louisiana about football, right? About their Saints. And, yeah, if you're into that, if you're into the NFL and you saw what happened in that game, that was just like the worst robbery on TV that I have ever seen in my life. That was just not a good thing.
What's interesting about that, if I had people that don't watch football, they looked at that play. I don't know if you've seen this, not a dog. I know you've seen
the
play,
too. You don't
even
have to be in a football.
No,
right.
I know. Yeah. You look at it and go, wait, that shouldn't be allowed. That's not right, right? So you don't even have to be in a football to see how bad that was. So who knows? They're probably going to have calls that aren't made, reviews next year, apparently. I don't know.
Well, anyway. Robbie Coleman, the guy that did it, expected a penalty, and when it didn't come, he was gleeful. Mm-hmm. When he was shown the replay after the game, he said immediately, "That's pass interference." Okay, so they shouldn't even be there. It's not that they don't deserve to be there; they shouldn't be there because that's the most egregious non-call or bad call in the history of the NFL.
Yes.
So I was looking forward to two old men, Drew Brees and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But if the Rams had gotten there legitimately, I'd say, hey, good. It'll be a great game. Now I want them to lose by 50 points because they shouldn't even be there.
All right. And you're not a nurse, is not liking the sound of that. I heard that. Anyway, we're going to go into the health stuff. I know people mostly tune in for that reason. About now.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, our second question of the day comes from Harriet. She says, Robert, I listen to you often. I read your book, Unlock the Power to Heal. The whole food supplements you and Chris Barr recommend there have grains in them, she says, and whey in them, W-H-E-Y. All foods I'm avoiding because they are causing inflammation. If I can't take the whole food form, I would assume any good clean product would have to be substituted. The selenium and chromium, GTF, and silica all have grains or whey in them. Are there any whole food forms available that don't have grains or whey in them? Are selenium and chromium effective in not whole food form? Thanks, Harriet. Well, not a doc, man. Help me out here. Help me out with this. Set her straight.
Well, first of all, just like the last question, it's filled with misinformation. There are not grains in any of those products. There is one grain in some of them, organic brown rice. However, that is found in a proprietary blend of 345 milligrams. It's the eighth item of 11 listed. And for those who don't know, which is virtually everybody on planet Earth, things are listed in order of how much is in there. And the rule of thumb is the first three items make up the bulk, more than half of anything. So the eighth of 11 items out of 345, if you do the math, means there is so little that you can't see it on the end of your fingertip. Okay? And that's in some of them. That's one grain, not many, and it's barely any at all, and it's organic brown rice. I have never, through 5 decades of experience, known anyone to have an inflammatory reaction or any reaction to any of these whole food products. So that's just nonsensical. Making it worse, chromium in a non-food form is at best worthless, and if it's chromium picolinate, poisonous. So, no, you can't use something else. And selenium does have some effectiveness in non-food forms. It's hardly any at all, but it has some, but you can't get large amounts to do things therapeutically without running into danger issues, liver toxicity. Mm-hmm. The silica has whey in it. Now, that one, in 40 years' time, I could count on one hand the people who had an inflammatory or problem with it. Again, it's a very tiny amount. It's more than the organic brown rice, but it's barely any at all.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't in there. The company's tried to figure out ways to make it without that, but for whatever reason, they haven't been successful.
Okay, so in isolated cases.
You could at least eat lots of dark leafy greens all the time like people used to.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the biggest reasons we need silica, is because people no longer consume dark leafy greens every day.
Right. Well, that's a very good point. Also, you know, we do have concerns about the dark leafy greens. If they're grown in soil that there's not bioavailable silica for the plants, you're not going to get it even from the plants. So diminishment in mineral content over generations now is something real we're dealing with.
Yes, that's true. Although that's much less of an issue with silica than it is with chromium and selenium.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, the
there are two primary reasons, refining of grains and not eating dark leafy greens. That's why silicon is low in the dietary, and it's been carried over generationally. So, first of all, I would take the Alta Health and see if you can add to the fingers on my hand of somebody who has an inflammatory issue.
Right.
In 40 years, it's been two people. So,
right.
As for the innate response, there isn't any issue there to have issue with. So, you know, people looking for trouble.
Thank you for clearing that up for all of us. And remember, in addition to the information that Chris was so kind to allow for inclusion into Unlock the Power to Heal, also he has written the detailed information, more in depth, on selenium, on chromium. And you'll see that if you go to Jonathan's website, choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Hey, it's time for another theme song. I think I'm now going to call that the official Statin Stupidity theme song. You can't fix stupid. After years of uncertainty, and despite all of the peer-reviewed literature showing the idiocy, lunacy of statin drugs poisoning the liver to reduce cholesterol, if it even does it, they are now going, wait, all that stuff about statins being bad, no. It can benefit people of all ages, including those over 75 who we recently said, maybe it's not worth it, poisoning their liver. It's not going to show really any benefit at all. Chris, can you believe we still have to talk about statin stupidity?
You know, I can. Yes, I can, because sadly, the toxins, lack of nutrition generationally in Americans has caused an accelerated level of stupidity in Americans. So, yes, sadly, I can believe it.
You know, they're actually having to kind of go back on the peer-reviewed articles that have come out and said, you know what, even though we're all pro-statin right here, you don't need to give it if they're over 75. There's just no evidence of any benefit. Of course, when is there any evidence of benefit for poisoning the liver? I'm just asking. I it's an innocent question. Maybe somebody with a high degree can figure that one out. But, of course, statins poison the liver in the attempt to reduce cholesterol, which is not even the cause of heart disease. We've covered this many times over the years, including Chris and I. We've done shows, whole shows together on the statin stupidity. And still, they can't let it go, man. Those drug companies, they got to sell their statins.
Are you waiting for a response on that?
I don't know. I mean, just saying, even an amen is okay on that one. But I don't know where else to go with this, because I thought we had put this one to bed. But apparently, no, the drug industry is still trying to get the suckers that are born every minute to take liver poison to somehow prevent something from happening later on. That could still happen, or even worse.
They never should have been made legal. They knew it when they did it. They patented a form with coenzyme Q10 because they knew it was a problem. They never put it in the marketplace because there wasn't enough of an issue made of it. So they knew it was bad. They knew it was a problem when it first came out more than 30 years ago. It's criminal. It's not a matter of business. It's criminal. They should all be jailed.
Yeah. You know, it is. It's just like the vaccine issue, just in a different realm or level. I mean, the fact that you've made an entire industry over poisoning people to death with the claims that you're poisoning them back to health, it's just a nonsense from the start. And, you know, you've witnessed this, Chris, for so many decades now, and I came to it at the age of 24 and realized, my gosh, I was lied to about everything when it comes to medicine, when it comes to supplementation, healing, nutrition, all of that. The abandonment of Antoine Béchamp and the law of the terrain set the stage. We've talked Flexner Report 1910, but that didn't really start it. Stuff had gone wrong in allopathic medicine once they became, abandoned spirit itself, you know, and looked at the body as just a machine, devoid of this specialness, this energy, this vital force of creation itself. And then when modern medicine went that route and just said, spirit, nothing to do, that's crazy talk, then suddenly we all became a bunch of robots that could be drugged.
Well, frankly, before statin drugs were even approved, the cause was already known and well established. All cholesterol issues are chromium deficiency issues, period.
There's nothing a statin drug does that chromium doesn't do better without side effects, and has a tremendous amount of benefits besides. So I'm not exaggerating, Robert, when I say I believe everyone involved in the legalization and carrying on of statin should be given the death penalty. That's how strongly the facts are on that issue.
Well, they're subjecting those who take these things to the death penalty. I mean, let's be honest. If you poison somebody's liver, how is that not ultimately going to result in an untimely death?
Yes, and now they want to give it to children because the pediatricians are mad that they can't get in on the gravy train. So now they've approved it for children to take these statin drugs. So, again, they should all be given the death penalty.
By the way, our resident officer, if I can call him that, our bodyguard here, Officer Hayes, says, I put the innate selenium and alta silica in a coffee grinder before putting it in his son's applesauce. He doesn't notice the taste when he adds a little bit of drop of stevia in it, even if he needs to do that. But this is great. Again, my kids take these whole food supplements, and our kitty cat, in fact, stole last week, 2 days in a row, my son's 100% whole food GTF chromium. Apparently the cat needed some chromium, Chris, so even the animals know when they need it.
We give it to our Yorkie. She just eats it up. We don't have to hide it.
Awesome. They love it. Yeah, we don't mix it for a cat. They eat it right up. Anyway, we got a cannabis update and a Super Bowl prediction when we come back on Super Dawn Sunday here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please share the good healing news.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I don't think I said this on the air. It's Super Don Sunday, which I have said. But Super Don, you and your lovely wife went to see a Styx tribute band last night. How was that?
It was awesome, actually. They were really good. They're a great tribute band called Grand Illusion here in the Pacific Northwest. Mm-hmm. And, they put on a really great show. I thought they did a great job. I've always been a fan of Styx.
Was there one song that just got everybody out of their seats last night?
You know, at the encore, at the end, they came on, they did Sailing, right? You know, Sail Away.
Come Sail Away,
Yeah, so, that got everybody on their feet. But, they covered really well, the great harmony, you know, because you can't cover Styx without the great harmony, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that was doing the part of, now I'm going to draw a blank,
Dennis Blonde Young, hair. Tommy Shaw,
yeah, the guy that did, he had a great, great voice, did a great job, so I had a good time.
Oh, good. Yeah. No, I'm glad of that, and I think they're still touring, not with Dennis DeYoung, but you get the tribute band, that's a lot of fun, too.
I've seen them without Dennis DeYoung as well.
Okay.
This was fun. Nice small venue. You know, I love small venues, which just really adds a lot to it. So.
Well, not a doc has a penchant for finding the original players and going to see them. I don't know if you've seen Styx in concert ever, Chris.
Well, I don't know that I'd go across the street to see Styx. I like them. They're okay if they come on the radio. But
not a big fan, in other words, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But King Crimson's in their 50th anniversary year now, so.
Wow, yeah, no, that's bringing it. That's bringing it. All right, listen, we got to do one more update before I throw out my Super Bowl prediction, and, we'll leave it at that. So let's start here.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
All right, we've talked about criminal activity, criminal behavior from modern medicine, vaccinations, statin drugs, even what Notadoc considers criminal behavior on the NFL field, cheating, and I'm not going to argue that. But what about the banishment of a plant God created called cannabis? Isn't that a crime? Now we have studies showing not only many benefits, but one of those benefits is in states with full-on legal cannabis sales, suicide rates are dropping. I mean, if anybody supports culture of life, and I know most leftist Democrats that support this abortion stuff, crazy, I know we talk about, but not a doc. Chris, I mean, are you surprised that the use of cannabinoids, cannabis in those states is resulting in dropping suicide rates?
Well, no. It's the best substance on planet Earth that I've ever found for the nervous system. Mm-hmm. So suicide is, I don't know that it's ever involved without having anxiety issues, mm-hmm. which is a nervous system issue. So, no, that, I mean, I wouldn't go around saying, I'll bet this will help suicide, but if it is making an impact, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, we've talked a lot about CBD here, but again, there are certain folks that could utilize the Delta-9-tetrahydrocannabinol that could benefit from it. Apparently not everybody needs that, but our point is that this plant was created for a reason. The fact it was suppressed, denied, made illegal, ostracized, and demonized, I think there was a horrible purpose in it, because it's like this system that has been only recently more or less discovered, acknowledged, the endocannabinoid system. It's been basically denied access, you know, to something that's part of our humanity, part of our life.
Yep, more criminal behavior from the Hearst and DuPont Chemical and, you know, big money people that, for political reasons and for business reasons, excluded the product. It had nothing to do with it being dangerous, except to their bottom lines financially.
Yeah. Many industries, including and especially Big Pharma among them. We've got CV Sciences, that are big supporters here of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Appreciate them. Plus CBDOil.com, PLUSCBDOil.com. You can use the code RSB15. If you can't get it locally or at a health food store, which we'd like you to get, that's an option for you. All right, Super Don, do you have a prediction for Super Bowl today? What's your prediction, outcome?
If I had to predict, like if I was putting money on it, I'd probably have to put it on the Patriots, but I'm rooting for the Rams.
Okay.
Just, even though the thing that happened with the Saints before, it's like, not again. Come on. Not Tom Brady again.
All right. Well, and not a doc is hoping they lose by 50 points, the Rams. And I think the Patriots are likely to win, but I think it'll be a good game, a close game. There's not a lot of blowouts in the Super Bowl with the Patriots, apparently. But make it entertaining. And if Tom Brady wins, he could retire, and what are you going to say at that point?
He's not going to retire. He's already said there's 0% chance this is his last game.
What if Giselle says, honey, I don't want you to play football anymore?
He said 0% chance.
All right. All right, folks, we'll report on it tomorrow when it's in the books. In the meantime, thanks, Not a Doc. Thank you to Michelle. Thank you, Super Don, and John. Remember, the power to heal. God's honest truth. It's yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.